California lawmakers approved a bill last week that would raise the minimum age for buying cigarettes or vaping products from 18 to 21.
If it's approved by the governor there, it would make California one of the first states to pass a law raising the minimum smoking age. It would make it the most populous state to have such a measure on the books.
But are laws like this one effective? Do these laws deter young people from picking up smoking, and could it set a precedent for the rest of the country?
We'll hear from a Wisconsin-based news editor who's calling for a similar law to be passed here, and we'll take your calls in a little bit. Later in the show.
But now joining us to talk about that law is Patrick Remington. He's a professor and associate dean of public health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So from that public health perspective, what is your take on the news that California is looking likely to pursue this measure, raising the smoking age to 21?
Well, the first question is, will it be effective? Will fewer people take up smoking? And the research is pretty clear on that if you ban smoking, make it illegal to possess cigarettes or sell cigarettes to those 18 to 20 years of age, that fewer people will buy them and fewer people will smoke. So that's pretty clear. I don't think that's debated. The obvious debate is whether people over the age of 18 or 18 and older should be can't make that decision themselves and should have a law prohibiting them from smoking. And I think that's where the controversy is.
Right. And how do you start unpacking that last question?
Well, there are two sides to that question. One is a broader responsibility in society to reduce the amazing burden from cigarette smoking. Although many of your listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio have either quit themselves or aren't exposed to cigarette smoke every day, we still in Wisconsin have 1 million people who smoke regularly. It's the leading preventable cause of death in the U.S. and in Wisconsin. Probably 7,000 or 8,000 people die in our state each year from cigarette smoking. From that perspective, not doing something like this could be viewed as a sort of public health malpractice. But the flip side of it is we often recognize 18 as at the age in which people can become adults, they can serve in the military, they can basically go out on their own, and yet this law would tell them that they don't have the judgment yet to know whether they should take up cigarette smoking. They have to wait until they're 21 to do so. Parallel, really, to many drinking laws.
As far as that military argument, it sounds as though California Democrats did write in if you were serving in the military, you could then buy cigarettes. So there's, I mean, it's not without some controversy in California. Now, California follows Hawaii on this. Does that mean we could be looking at a precedent here, a domino effect?
Well, again, I think it's a balance of the needs for public health improvement. There's quite an active coalition in Wisconsin with the American Cancer Society, the Heart Association, the Lung Association, and many organizations that fight every day to prevent people from starting to smoke and to help smokers quit. So I think there is a movement to do more than is currently being done. It wasn't that long ago when we were debating whether it's reasonable to prohibit people from smoking in bars or restaurants. And that was quite a divisive issue between the restaurant industry, the Tavern League, and health advocates. And now, a decade later, the sky hasn't fallen in. People continue to go out and dine and drink in bars, and yet their health is protected. So it could be the same outcome with this issue, that if the age at which people can buy cigarettes legally becomes 21, eventually that will become the norm and people will get used to it.
Short of going as far as making the age 21, as California looks poised to do, are there other efforts and initiatives that Wisconsin could pick up on, or has Wisconsin done most of what you think is the most effective?
Well, there are clearly many efforts that have been underway. But one of the most important ones was prohibiting smoking indoors where people work or dine. And that is a significant change to protect non-smokers. But the efforts need to really now redirect towards helping smokers either quit smoking or, more importantly, helping young kids to keep from smoking. And raising the legal purchase age or enforcing current restrictions on sales to minors, those are some activities that are effective, and certainly we can do more. Obviously, if we could remove smoking in many movies and on television, where it's viewed as normative. That's a huge influence for young people who watch movies and television and think they only see the positives, the glamour of cigarette smoking, and they're never shown the adverse health effects. So clearly we need to not just think about restricting access through raising the minimum age, but to have a comprehensive program.
We're talking with public health expert Patrick Remington from UW-Madison, talking about a law that is set to pass in California that would raise the legal age to buy cigarettes to 21. And again, Patrick, it's not without some controversy, including the tobacco industry. But is there any evidence suggesting that laws like this are not effective?
Well, again, they're not effective for everyone. Most smokers begin smoking before the age of 18, and we have a law in this state which bans people under the age of 18 from purchasing or possessing cigarettes. So clearly the laws aren't perfectly effective, but evidence shows that if you restrict access by making it illegal to purchase by 21 until you're 21, that it will have an impact and it will contribute to all the other things that we're doing. It is of interest, I think, that when you survey older smokers and ask them their opinion about this law, a majority of smokers are in favor of it because they realize that their decision to smoke cigarettes wasn't really made understanding the potential for nicotine addiction to later in life keep them from quitting. 90% of smokers would like to quit if they could, but nicotine is an incredibly addictive drug. And so they look back and say it would have been helpful if it might have been helpful for them if there had been a law keeping them from buying cigarettes.
I imagine a lot of people are exposed to the normalization of cigarette smoking at home. Is there anything there that's effective in helping children reduce that kind of exposure?
Well, physicians play an important role in this, in that oftentimes kids are seen in a pediatrician's office where they have asthma or allergies or ear infections. And physicians ask the parent. They often know just because the smell of cigarettes on the child's clothing. But that's advice that can be given to parents to say that if you can't quit, at least don't smoke in your own home so that you're exposing your child to the health risks of smoking. Obviously, the teenage years are a time when kids go on their own and they make their own decisions. And I think a role of society is to try and provide conditions so that people can make the right choice. And if cigarettes are low cost and widely accessible, we know more kids will start to smoke than if they're higher cost through excise taxes or if purchasing or possessing them is illegal.
And this law in California, it also addresses vaping, which has been spiking in popularity, especially among younger people. What do we know about the possible dangers of vaping?
Well, we don't know enough. Vaping is a way to get nicotine, but without all of the harmful chemicals in cigarettes. So on the one hand, advocates of vaping talk about it as a safer alternative, that perhaps people can get their nicotine but not become a cigarette smoker. The argument against it is we just don't know what the life course is for somebody who begins vaping as a teenager, but then maybe in 5, 10, or 15 years they will become a cigarette smoker. There's evidence in Europe through another substance called snus that these alternative nicotine delivery systems might reduce the rate of cigarette smoking, but it's certainly too early to tell. So I think the evidence is take precaution. And until we know for sure, treat vaping just as we would cigarettes.
We're talking with Patrick Remington right now. He's a professor and associate dean of public health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're talking about a new law in California that will raise the minimum age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21.
We'll be joined in just a moment by a state journalist who's calling for Wisconsin to pick up a similar measure that would raise that minimum age for cigarette sales. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Should Wisconsin pass a similar law, raise the minimum age for purchasing tobacco products from 18 to 21? Again, the number is 800-642-1234, or you can leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking about a bill that passed the California legislature that would raise the minimum age a person could buy cigarettes from 18 to 21, and we'll hear the case for doing that here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Should Wisconsin raise the smoking age in effect from 18 to 21? Let us know what you think, 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Patrick Remington stays with us now. He's a professor and associate dean of public health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And we're also joined now by Rob Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He wrote an opinion piece for the Wausau Daily Herald calling for Wisconsin to follow in California's footsteps and raise the minimum age to purchase cigarettes to 21. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks.
So why'd you decide to write this article about backing California's decision to maybe raise the limit to 21?
So this seems like an interesting idea to me. Wisconsin is not typically an innovator on public health policy for all kinds of reasons. But this is a policy that so Hawaii picked it up and California picked it up. And what I think is probably more likely in Wisconsin than that we would immediately move towards a statewide ban is that individual municipalities could adopt this policy. So Madison could do it, or Wausau could do it, or wherever. And that in itself, though it certainly wouldn't have the same effect as having it be statewide, it would be interesting to see if that had an effect in these individual cities. So this could be a policy, if it catches on, that moves in sort of a similar fashion as the workplace smoking ban did.
If we were looking at the statewide age shift to 21 in Wisconsin, you have to look at California, pretty culturally different than Wisconsin, than the Midwest. Do you see Wisconsin voters being on board with something like this?
Nope, I don't. But guess what? I'm not running for anything. I just get to write what I think. It seems like it would be a hard sell, and certainly it is. It goes against a lot of people's sense of when you're 18, you're an adult, and you should be able to do adult things, and that's fine. That's true. But with cigarettes specifically, we do a lot of things to distort that market already. We tax them at increasingly steep rates. We regulate all kinds of things about cigarette sales, and this to me, my argument as a commentator, as an observer, is that it's not so different in kind to raise the age at which you can buy it, and to do the many things that we already do as a matter of policy to try to discourage people from smoking. And we do it because it's really bad for you to smoke. It's like, it has like a lot of bad effects. It's something that we should want to discourage.
And we're going to take our first caller now. Tracy is with us, and you can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. What do you think? Should Wisconsin, maybe at the level of a city, municipality, doing this, changing the legal age to buy cigarettes from 18 to 21 years old? That's what California is doing. And Tracy from Green Bay, you're up. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. While I think that legislation such as this has its heart in the right place, I think that if we look at alcohol use in Wisconsin, when it used to be 18 years old to drink, and then 19, and then 21, because we had the federal government telling us that we wouldn't receive funding for road reconstruction and things like that. So Wisconsin finally succumbed. And arguably, I wouldn't say that any child, much less 18, 19, or 20-year-old, drinks less than they would if they could. So I'm just not sure that changing the smoking age or the ability to have tobacco in your possession is really going to change anything. They'll just do what kids have done with alcohol, get it from an older sibling or an older friend, or get a fake ID of some sort. So I think that again, the heart of the issue, I think it's all there. I'm just not sure that this is going to really help anything.
Tracy, appreciate that call. And I want to get Patrick Remington back in on this conversation. Now, the Los Angeles Times ran a dissenting piece and up to this change in law that is looking likely to happen, saying that actually it doesn't always work raising the age to buy cigarettes. In fact, that this person is saying that the data just isn't there. So is there some controversy about whether this could be effective. Will older people just buy it for younger kids and it will be kind of a wash?
Well, certainly it doesn't always work. That's that's well known. But the big thing with access to cigarettes is that kids in high school, half of kids in high school turn 18. And it turns out that there's a lot of cigarette smoking that begins when kids are seniors, because half the class can legally purchase the cigarettes. So one of the benefits of raising the age to 21 is that you remove cigarettes from high schools, from high school kids that would be legally purchased. The second issue has to do with enforcement of sales. Yes, you could always get a 25-year-old brother to buy your cigarettes, but if the law were to be enforced, then it does reduce sales, and there's evidence that there's a slight reduction in cigarette smoking uptake. Again, it's not the silver bullet to solve the smoking epidemic, but it will be one piece of the puzzle to try and reduce the burden. Cigarettes are really the only product that I can think of that, when used as intended, kills about a third to a half of its users. So that, as the caller said, I think not only is it a good idea, I think we have to put it together with many other things to prevent kids from starting to smoke and to help adults quit.
And Rob, I want to ask you to another of Tracy's points. Is this something that seems a little bit to have too much oversight from the government? Lots of things are bad for you, and then the government, we can't make laws about all of them. Is raising this age, illegal by age of 21, is it going too far?
Sure. Well, lots of things are bad for you, and the government can't be involved in all of them, and shouldn't be. That's true. I do think smoking is a different case. Cigarettes are almost only bad. Patrick Remington quoted the statistic: 80 to 90% of smokers want to quit, and the death rates are really high. That's for alcohol, which is regulated to only be purchased after 21, is actually healthy and fine. It's sort of used in moderation. That's not true of cigarettes. Cigarettes, it seems to me, have much less upside, if any, and a much stronger downside. It seems like the cost of regulating them is small.
And thanks a lot to Tracy for that call. We're going to go next to Rich, and Rich is joining us from Two Rivers. Rich, hi.
Yeah, hello. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, my comment is I work in the health field, and I work in Wisconsin, and most of the people do smoke. And it's really hard to not judge them, and I wish they didn't smoke, but it's not us to determine that. So for the government to overreach and keep bending the law and trying to control it, when there is I've studied nicotine receptors in the body that have been there that only get stimulated through nicotine, so the craving is there, and it's always going to be there. And to change the law according to what you think you're doing is fruitless, and it's bending it when you shouldn't.
Rich, I want to ask you, what do you think about the smoking laws that Wisconsin currently has on the books?
I think it's all good, deter people. People shouldn't smoke. But at the same time, I understand why they smoke. They smoke and it releases dopamine in the brain, and there are studies that show that there's less amount of dementia and Alzheimer's disease in people that do smoke. And the reason why is because it's a physically addictive drug that we have been taking into our body for centuries.
Rich, thanks a lot for your thoughts. And Patrick, let's start with you. What would you say to Rich's thoughts?
Well, I think he makes a good point in that many people do smoke, particularly if you work in the healthcare field, because you see them being treated for smoking-related diseases. Although there are some very unusual health benefits, such as perhaps a delay in dementia and maybe a reduction in some cancers, by far, cigarette smoking, the harms of cigarette smoking clearly outweigh the harms. I think this isn't a question of whether the government should tell people what to do. I think it's people deciding what should do, what should be done. And in California, the elected representatives who, you know, if they do the wrong thing, they're going to be out of office and this law could be overturned. Or if the governor signs it, which I think he is likely to, he could be put out of office. So it's not really the government telling people what to do. It's a consensus based on evidence that smoking is harmful, and not just a little bit harmful, but amazingly harmful, that people on average lose about 7 years of life if they continue to smoke. The average smoker who dies from a smoking-related illness loses about 20 years of life. So that's a lot of burden. And again, most smokers would like to quit, and most smokers would be in favor of this law. So I think it's the that perspective of looking back and saying, I wish I hadn't taken up this habit, because, as the caller said, nicotine is one of the most addictive substances we know of.
And, Rob, did you want to respond to our caller?
Yeah, I mean, I am against putting people in jail for being addicted to cigarettes. But, I mean, that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, writing people a ticket if they're 19 years old and trying to buy cigarettes you know, a 21-year-old buying for a 16-year-old. There's sort of reasonable limits, and people can quit smoking. They do quit smoking, and we should look at all kinds of a multi-pronged approach for helping them do so. And you know what? Raising the cigarette smoking age might be one part of that.
And Rob, you said earlier you didn't really think there was an appetite for this, certainly at the state level, but do you see possible cities, municipalities being interested in trying this at that level?
I have not heard a single one mention it. I think I'm the first. Maybe I will. Maybe we can start a movement here. But you know, it is the sort of thing that could imagine happening on the local level. So this is often the way it goes. There could be you know, Ashland, Wisconsin could be especially interested in public health policy and get a few people in there on their side on the city council or who knows where. What would be interesting then is you see, does it have an effect? Does it do youth smoking rates go down there? And if so, then you have a strong argument. If it doesn't work, then you have to think about some other policies maybe.
And we leave it there. Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
And Patrick, thanks to you too.
Thanks, Veronica.
We've been talking to public health researcher Patrick Remington from UW-Madison and Rob Menser from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. They joined us to talk about the idea of raising the smoking age to 21.